The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, after 30 years of marriage, Daniel Allen's wife, Tanya Lynn, passed away suddenly.
Just a couple of days before she passed away, she called me and said, you know, I want you to make me a promise.
She left him a phone message earlier telling him to continue his music tour no matter what happened.
Hey, my husband. Good morning. I'm sorry I didn't get to tell you bye. I pray you have a wonderful day today, and I know that you will.
Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty Robinson, and this is James.
You know, we're going to hear, you're going to hear the voice of a woman expressing her feelings and her gratitude for her husband, and you're going to hear what every woman wants to be able to say about her husband and what every husband ought to live with the desire to have his wife and God say it. I've been a friend with Daniel Allen for a long time. He started listening to me preach in Alabama, where he lives, and other areas, and watching us on television more than 30 years ago, Betty. He actually heard us go through our journey, where God delivered me from personal defeat, and really not only the personal defeat, and Betty from fear, but he delivered me from bondage to religion and those barriers that we build between our other professing Christians even. And he was going through some of the same stretching process, and it really became an encouragement to him. A very successful businessman, he began to support us. He's been a great supporter now then for about 30 years. And we got to be pretty close, and he's a country boy. And he helps support a band that's called Cross Country the Band. They do their music at the big NASCAR events. And they witness and they win hundreds and hundreds of people to Christ all over the country. That's the biggest spectator sport in the country. And Daniel has been the major supporter, but his wife, as you're going to find, was the inspiration for what's happening. I want you to welcome our good friend Daniel Allen to Life Today. Daniel. Thanks for your help.
Thank you
for your friendship.
Thank you for what you do.
Well, you make it possible. People like you, you really do. And I want you to know, as a businessman, a lot of times guys get so wrapped up in business, they don't really think about living beyond their world and totally changing somebody else's world. But you have, and I want to thank you.
Well, amen. You taught us with your example, and you know, as we watch you over the years. So we appreciate you.
I want to talk about Tanya.
Okay.
I met with you recently, and I really experienced one of the deeper emotional moments of my life just listening to what happened, the story. And I want you to kind of catch our viewers up. But your precious wife Tanya was quite a singer.
Yes.
And yet several years ago she had some surgery and then went back for some subsequent surgery, which you said, I think they did at least a partial hysterectomy. And it threw her into hormonal upheaval. Her body just went almost beyond ability to even comprehend. And tell us about what happened.
Well, you know, after those surgeries, you know, she just chemically and hormonally just went into chaos. Took her to several doctors and couldn't get help. Finally got her to a doctor in Memphis that told us that every chemical system in her body was in chaos. And it just took so much that she would have to do to get in balance. And at the time, she didn't think she could do it. And she got worse and worse and finally just was so embarrassed to go out, you know, with so many folks knowing her. And she just locked herself in a bedroom for a long time.
You're talking about for years, Dan.
Yeah. and went through a very tough period, and it was long in that time where we were going to the men's retreats with you, and you was teaching us about loving your wife, unconditional. And one of my partners that's been with me for years, Scott McLeod, was with us, and it changed our life. It really did. It changed my life. Because we don't talk that much about the battles we go through, and you do. And most preachers don't. You know, most preachers just never let you see the human side and the struggles and the battles. And you were very open, and that changed us.
Betty's been such an inspiration to me. I guess maybe I've been inspired to seek to love her beyond my own ability to love, and with God's ability, because of the way she loves me is so unconditionally.
Well, you know, as couples, there's things that we bring into a marriage that can really, they're challenges in our relationship.
Amen.
And to be able to communicate with one another and to love one another and to realize that we are one, we're committed to be one, and when one has a challenge, it's our challenge. It's not your challenge, their challenge, and they need to get it worked out, but it's together.
Amen.
And that makes the big difference. And I understand what you were talking about. A lot of times as Christians, we kind of don't want people to see that side of our world because we're supposed to have it all together.
Yeah.
But we're on a journey, and we're still learning. We've been together almost 50 years, and we're still learning how to to live together.
Amen.
You know, when I think about Tanya, and I know what a great singer she was, and then I realize that one of her dreams and passions was to encourage this band, the cross country, the band. In this patriotic vein, she really wanted these musicians to sing about loving our country. And really, we lost her just a few months back.
Yeah.
I mean, she went out challenging this band to take the message to the masses.
Yes, she did.
And saying to the church, we need to witness to everybody and use all of our ability. And that was the passion that was in her. Am I right about that?
That's right. I mean, she just a couple of days before she passed away, she called me and said, just got right in my face, said, I want you to make me a promise that you're gonna help Leo carry. Leo's the lead singer with Cross Country. We've been working with those guys about 12 years, but you're going to help them carry this across this country. And on the day she passed away, she actually sent Leo an email, and she sent the Billy Austin, the writer in Nashville that wrote the title cut on the record that him and Leo wrote together, sent him an email and just encouraged him to use his gift of writing to continue to write songs to touch this country.
Well, and they're doing it, and they're going to do it. Matter of fact, you'll hear from them here in just a few moments. And I really want you to pray for them because they are going to the masses. But what I want to do, because I'm grateful that you let me hear a very private, very intimate moment that Tanya shared with you when she said a goodbye one day because she didn't get to tell you goodbye, so she wanted to say it. And it really came to mean an awful lot, especially when she...
Yes.
Went to sleep and didn't wake up. I want you to listen to the message that Tanya left her husband.
Hey, my husband. Good morning. I'm sorry I didn't get to tell you bye. Thank you for making coffee and waking me up. I pray you have a wonderful day today, and I know that you will, because you just have the Lord in you and the Spirit of God in you, and He will flow through you. Friendly, and you have so many gifts and talents to offer those businessmen that there's no doubt in my mind the Lord will use you in a very mighty way today. I just wanted you to know that you will be in my prayers, and that I really love and appreciate you, and I think you are the most wonderful husband that God could have ever given a woman like me. Thank you so much for loving me the way you do. God bless you, honey. Bye.
Remember now, in that emotional turmoil and physical upheaval, She had locked herself in a room for several years. And Dan was able to love his wife like Christ loved the church. And I want to say to every man listening and you may not do anything greater on this earth than really love your wife the way she longs to be loved. Or every little girl grows up wanting daddy to love her, wanting to be pretty and accepted. And they want to be loved by somebody that really loves them. Not for just what they do, but for who they are. And Tanya couldn't do a lot. In that room, she did pray a lot, and she wrote a lot of prayers and fighting with her emotions. Dan came home to be a better husband. Amen. And I would just say to, listen to me, ladies, please hear me. You can't make your husband love you that way.
No.
God, I'd like to inspire him to. I want to learn to love Betty more fully and freely and more effectively. And I pray that for all the men who are watching. And I pray that for every woman that you'll find that love. And all of you here in the studio, would just even go home tonight. And
amen.
Get out on your knees, ask God to help you.
Yes.
Know how to love your wife in ways that maybe daddy never taught you. Maybe you never saw daddy love your mother that way. But, because I didn't. I didn't even have a dad. But I really appreciate you, Dan, and I'm going to honor Tanya's request. I'm going to put what she wanted you to help.
Amen.
And Tanya, I'm helping Daniel, okay? Do what you wanted. We're going to help this cross country, the band.
Praise God.
Leo's sitting out here with his black hat on right out here in the middle. Got a big old smile on his face. And you're going to hear him, and I want you to hear, because you see, your wife thought our country was in trouble.
Yes.
And she wanted people to stand up.
Yes.
You know, we quote in the book Indivisible, we quote Bonhoeffer, not to stand is to stand, not to speak is to speak.
Yes.
And we got too many church folks who are just hiding the light and don't stand.
Yes.
Well, let's stand our ground. I want you to listen and see this DVD presentation of one of the songs, Stand Our Ground. Listen to it.
In this country trying to make us see their hell-bent philosophies. We can't pray in our schools or talk about God. They're trying to change history. This country was built on God and the Bible. Over my dead body, will it change? If I have to fight every day and night, I'm gonna stick my claim. Pushing off their ways, trying to take our liberties. They say they fight for everyone's right, then take away nativities. They want Christ out of Christmas and change the way we marry and take our commandments down. I think we've had enough. It's time to get tough. We're gonna stand our ground. We're gonna stand our ground. No matter what the cause, we're gonna stand. But we're on the right track. Things will be different now. From hell or high water, every son, every daughter gonna stand our ground. I love the folks in the east and the folks in the west. I've nothing against them at all. But I was born and raised in the deep, deep south, where we do things different, y'all. We believe in God, country, and family. We pray when we're needing help.
back off our rights, or you just might get a whipping with the Bible belt. We're gonna stand our ground, no matter what the cost. We're gonna stand our ground. We're gonna take back what's been lost. Yeah, we've had setbacks, but we're on the right track, and things will be different now. Yeah, gonna be under high water, every son, every daughter, gonna stand our ground. Son, every daughter gonna stand our ground.
Yeah. That's good, Leo. You did good even without your hat on, you know what? I want you to know where you can get it. It's likely in the record and bookstores, but there's the website, and the Cross Country, the band that will be at the NASCAR races performing and winning people to Christ. So you pray for them. And would you say thanks to Daniel Allen for not only supporting life, but for supporting this wonderful group, and he participates in those outreaches. And thank God, Dan, for sharing Tanya with us.
Amen.
And Tanya, I believe you've inspired a whole lot of men to love their wives. I want to say a thank you to all of you in a way that I wish I had your hand, you know, where you knew I was really talking right to you. I want to thank you for the way you've enabled Betty and me to do so much more than care. You've made sharing a reality and saving lives, not just wishful thinking. I want to show you a real desperate situation right now. Well, our mission team was moved as deeply as they've ever been moved because of the critical need in South Sudan. I mean, you've heard Hollywood actors talking about it. Well, rightly so. But nobody ought to care about it any more than people who love God and love their country and love others. If you love God, you're going to love others. I want you to listen. I want you to listen to a mother. I want you to see what she faced. And I want you to know we can change things for a whole lot of people. But we got to do it together. Watch.
The people of Sudan endured decades of turmoil and suffering during their civil war. Armed marauders from the north would often raid villages in the predominantly Christian southern regions to steal their land, as well as establish tribal and Muslim dominance. Now that South Sudan is independent, thousands of exiles are returning to their homeland. Equipped with their faith in God, a glimmer of hope, and the clothes on their backs, the villagers are eager to start over, but are currently living in meager temporary camps with very little food.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take that mother and that little child? She said, I don't know how we're going to survive. I can tell you how. Would you help her? Amen. Now think about it. I was so amazed when the missionaries told me years ago, now more than 20 years ago. Did you know that for $30, we can feed 3 children for 6 months? 50 we can feed 5, and 100 we can feed 10. Well, now it's not quite that, it's not quite that expansive in its effect. It's now it's $30 for 3 months, $50 for 3 months, 5 children, $100, 10 children for 3 months. And Betty and I and others, we keep working to try to keep getting the months together. And we keep trusting God and asking you. Right now, we really face a very serious challenge, and that is we've got 20,000 starving, desperate children right there. Many of them are Christians. They were driven out. South Sudan now has separated from the radical Muslim nation of Sudan, and it's South Sudan. It's primarily Christian, and I'm talking about dedicated Christians, like Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, said. He said, James, you're going to see Christians in the Sudan that are just like the ones in the book of Acts. He said, you got to go with me there. And we did. Years ago, we went with him, and we saw it. And we've never left. And our missionaries have never left. And they keep going into the hardest hit regions. But right now, we've got some real situations that are increasing. And that's why George Clooney went over and talked about it. It's serious. A whole lot worse than what you saw where he was, where our workers are. I mean, it's devastating. But it's a very concern, rightful concern that he expressed. Would you dial the telephone number? And would you say, I'll answer that mother's heart cry? I can take care of 10 of those desperate children. Hundreds of thousands that you're helping all over Africa in needy areas. We're going to help you, James. We're going to help you take care of that additional 20,000 in South Sudan. Would you dial the number? Take your bank card, use it like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. Make the largest gift you can. Don't think, if I only help 3, that's too few. No, $30 is huge. It saves those lives. It answers that mother's prayer for her situation. But if you could help us take care of 100 and make a $1,000 gift, or several thousand, I believe you'll do it. I believe you want to do it, so I'm going to thank you for it. Please make that call. If you want to go online, lifetoday.org, you can do that. We're going to send you some special gifts to bless you, your children, your grandchildren, to bless you in your Bible study. We'll gladly send the book that's impacting so many lives right now and could correct our nation's course, Indivisible, to say thank you for helping us save those lives. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for making that call.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference and help save a life. In addition to the 400,000 children already in Life's Mission Feeding Program, our teams have found a region in South Sudan with another 20,000 children in need of immediate life-saving assistance. Our mission teams are in place, but we desperately need your help to replenish critically needed food supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll rush you the Jesus Storybook Bible. This beautifully illustrated book will help your children discover for themselves that Jesus is at the center of God's great story of salvation and at the center of their lives, too. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request our New International Version and New King James Side-by-Side Bible with a two-column format for easy comparison. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online right now.
Eyes are the window to the soul is what the Word of God tells us, and yet what you're seeing today is lifeless eyes, the windows to a dying child. Because this child's dying for one simple reason, the life stolen out of its eyes and out of its body because it doesn't have enough food. And yet the answer to ending this suffering and this pain, the answer to rescuing and saving this child's life is so very simple. It's just you getting up right now, dialing the number on your screen, going online, and giving the gift of life, giving the gift of food to this child and to children all over this area that so desperately need your help today.
You know, we're going to be sending you the book Indivisible to bless you. We're going to be sending you the Side-by-Side Bible, the New International Version, the New King James Version. Our pastor, Robert Morris, preaches from the New King James. Beth Moore teaches on Life Today from the New International Version. They're great versions, very reliable, great study. We'll send you the children's Jesus Storybook Bible. It'll be a great blessing to you. We send you those blessings to simply say thank you. But from the bottom of our heart, we want to say thank you for helping us support the missionaries and rescue and save the lives of those children and their families. Would all of you here join with Betty and me and say another big thanks to Daniel Allen? Would you do that, Daniel? God bless you. God bless Tanya. Tanya, God is blessing your memory. And He's answering so many of those prayers you prayed while you were alone. Thank all of you for your friendship. Thank all of you here. Thank you so much.
Next week on Life Today, James and Betty are joined by Jay Richards, Mark Davis, and Janet Porter to discuss freedom and responsibility. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.